provision set up to do that. The provision I'm striking here on page two just says a necessary reduction of staff is determined by the school board occasioned by a reduction of funds. It does not go through any type of procedure to determine when financial deficiency exists.
Any further discussion? Okay, we'll put it to a vote. All those in favor, I'm going to call that amendment number two. Raise your hand. All those opposed? Fail. Word of one.
At least I'm being consistent.
Well, you're on a roll.
Is that what they call it?
I guess. Depends upon whether you're rolling up or down, I guess.
It's a lot of roll. Okay, how about, let's try one more, just to get a measure. How about page four? Let's see. Okay. Why don't we try deleting section 5 of C, the teacher layoff section, and replacing it with section 4 of B, which deals with teacher layoff.
Senator Duncan has an amendment that's replaced, let's see, that takes out section 5 of C and puts in section 4 of B.
That's correct. Yeah. And let me explain what that does, because I think it's, they both talk about teacher layoff. There is a major difference, however. The teacher layoff provision in B is the one I talked about when we reach financial exigency and how that's determined. And I think that's a legitimate concern of the school districts, although I don't know that we're going to be approaching that very often in this state. At least I would hope not, especially if we can get the school boards associations to be active in lobbying for full funding as they are in lobbying against binding arbitration. And you know, I would hope, by the way, if I could just make a little speech, I would hope that they would do that. I've had many visits from school administrators and school boards folks this last session, and I appreciate meeting with them, but I've never had any of them ask me to support full funding, with the exception of yesterday when Gene Buchanan came in. But what I have had them ask me to do is to oppose binding arbitration. And I think the top priority in this state, by the way, should be full funding of education. And I would wish that perhaps if we're going to spend money on lobbying, that would be one of the things we lobbied for in the speech. There's also some other good legislation around which I've sponsored, which is going to help you with your financial problems, which I haven't had any support from school boards on either until I asked for a letter from the administrator, or from the head of the board. Anyway, in the speech,
we're getting a little far.
Yeah. I just wanted to lay that out because I do think that there is a case that financial deficiency might occur. I hope that wouldn't happen, and we need to provide for that. And the section in B does provide for that. Provides financial deficiency can be declared by the school board. There would be third-party review, and once that was verified, then they could lay off teachers, including tenured teachers. And that's something that right now school districts do not have available.
Senator Adams?
The question goes to Senator Duncan. Then if there's an amendment on the floor this morning to fully fund education, you will be voting with me on that amendment?
That will work itself through the process, Senator Adams, as you well know. There is a process that works in this legislature, and that's the process we'll follow.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator Duncan has a proposal for Amendment 3. Is there any objection to Amendment 3?
Objection.
Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of Amendment 3, put your hand up. All those opposed? Amendment 3 fails. You're done?
Yep.
Oh, I was going to anticipate another one.
No.
No?
Probably. I'm going to find some. No, I'm good.
Okay, so at this point, we have version C. What is the wish of the body?
Mr. Chair, I'd move version C from committee.
Check.
Okay, the question is to whether to move version C from the body. Any discussion? I'm going to take some time to discuss this. We all talk about binding arbitration, and it seems to me the best test of binding arbitration is this bill itself. And I'm looking at this, that if it does come out of here, this is binding, and I don't expect anybody to be out there beating it around. This would be it. And we are the arbitrators in this case. Now, if you don't believe that, then you don't believe in binding arbitration. I think we've had both sides, and hopefully that we're going to, if it does come out, that we've taken the approach that what's best for kids, And again, we didn't hear much about kids on either side, which was very disappointing to me. And I am a teacher, so I do care about kids. And when the one person testifying here said they'd rather be home with their six, I'd rather be home with my 11, or nine rather, but they're all over the country anyhow, so I couldn't do that. I feel that there is a real interest by this committee also in full funding, I would hope, of pupil transportation, of the foundation, and also the school debt, because all three of those are ingredients in helping keep kids in school and keep them learning. So we're going to vote at this point on whether we're going to adopt version or whether we're going to pass out version C to the next committee of referral. And whatever it is, I would hope we don't get out and start playing games and start changing and become a real war. I did check a year ago with, I think it was Michigan, Michigan has binding ORB, I believe. And it does appear to be working. And I talked to the state, they don't call them superintendent of schools, they call them some other person or another title. So if anybody has anything else to say, now's the time, because we're going to vote on whether to pass out version C. But I am looking at this as the last best offer, if you want to call it that. The two offers to begin with was nothing versus something, versus binding ORB. The nothing lost, because there is something here. So then you got to somehow try to draw in between. I had a subcommittee going, and I thought we were going to go this way and reach some agreement. That did not happen. So this group has to make some kind of a decision as to something. So, okay, all those, there's an objection. All those in favor of moving version C out, put your hand up. All those opposed? Okay, version C is out of committee with individual recommendations. With that, the meeting's adjourned.